the tumurah, the hoya korb, it would not be brought. It would not be brought for a korban. There's some mishtin b'choris, but by my sebeima, the tenth one you take off. But I call upon him. You see, the uses lashon of acherim aimrim instead of saying Rabbi Meir. It's brought down acherim others say. Omaloi, so Rabbi Shimon said to his father, said to Rabbi, mihem halolu. Who are these rabbanim? When you say like acherim, who are they? Shememein on shaisim, that from the water like we drink the waters. If so, Shemaisam and Anum asking, how come we don't mention the names? So Sontak asked his father, what are you saying Achirim for him? Why don't you say his name? Omalei, so Rebbe answered his son, that Bnei Odom Shebikshu Laka Kvoidcha, that these are people who wanted to take away your honor, or Kvoid Beisavich, and the honor of your father's household. And therefore, there was a Kanaf that we can't mention his name. So Rebbe was answering that the deliverer of Shimon Gamliel couldn't have been Meichel them, because it wasn't only Pagam in his covered, but it was a Pagam upon his father's covered also. So that's why we don't say the name. So in this Omelet, Rav Shimon said, the Pasuk, Shimon said to his father, said to Rebbe, Kam Havosom, Kam Simosom, Kam Kinosom, Kfar Ovda. But the Pasuk says, the Pasuk in Echad, that Kam Havosom, the love, Kam Simosom, the hate, and the jealousy, already perished. Just to say, no, it's time to stop this mach already. Let it end already. We should call him Reb Meir. Omalei, so Rebbe said back to son of different pasuk. What a different pasuk. It's back to him. Ha'yev tamu, charovois lenetzach. Just to say, even though the enemy ended already, but the ma'isa, the charovois, the runes, remain forever. So if we meant to say, even after Reb Meir was niftah, still they should not change it to mention his name. Because the avla that he did, the outcome, could still be here. Omalei, so Reb Shimon said back to his father, Hanimili Heichi Diahanu Masayim. Those words only apply when the enemy's deeds were really effective. It did something. But if it would have been, they really threw Reb Shimon Gamliel out, then you'd be right. But over here, Rabbon Lehanu Masayim. For there, these Rabbon remain, Reb Nosson's plot never came to be effective. Reb Shimon Gamliel was never thrown out. So why does he have such a harsh punishment? Why don't you want to change now at least? Is Horda Asdilei. So therefore, Rebbe was maskim, and he changed it around, and now when he taught his son the Mishnah, he said like this, Omer was said over Mishum Ramei, the name of Rameya, Yilohoye Tamura, if the Maisabem would have been a Tamura, Lohoye Karav, Senechnami, now they changed back, they took away the Kanaf, and they called it back Rameya. Omer Rova says, that Afilo Rebbe, the Anvoso Hutona, that even Rebbe, there was a humble man, he had the meat of Anova, still he learned, Omer Mishum Rameya, it was said over the name of Rameya. Omer Rameya, he didn't say Rameya, he didn't say Omer Rameya, but he still said a little bit, Omer Mishum Rameya. Just to say something still has to be there a little bit, that still the knas still stays a little bit. Now the Gemara brings down a machlekes, Omer Rabbi Yechanan says, Pligi bar Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel v'Rabbanan. It's a machlekes between Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel and the Rabbanan. They argued over this matter, that Chadama, one says, Sinai Yodif. Sinai is better, to mean the Talmud Chacham, that knows, has knowledge all over, of all the Mishnahs, all the Brises, he's preferable more than a Talmud Chacham that excels in Svara. That's called Sinai Yodif, to know everything, to be a Baki. The Chadam, and one says the opposite, Oike Horem Odif, one who can uproot mountains, means he has sharp power of understanding of Svara, that's better than being a Baki. Zemora says that Rabbi Yosef Sinai, Rabbi Yosef himself was a Sinai, was a big Baki, knew everything. Rabbi Kahorim, Rabbi had the koyach of uprooting mountains, meaning a big koyach of Svara, analyzing things. Now, in the Beis Medrash, they had to choose who should be the Rosh Hashiva. So Sholchu LaTaman, they sent the following message there to the people like in Eretz Yisrael. They asked them, Ezem Em Kedem, which one of these two should take first to come to Rosh Hashiva? Should the Sinai or should Oike Horem? Shocholet, they sent back the answer from Eretz Yisrael, that Sinai Od, if you know Sinai takes precedence, that you have to take him first. Why? The Yama Marcos, the Master says, Hakol Tzrich L'morich Itayim, everyone needs the owner of wheat, meaning you have to know all the Mishnais and you have to know all the Brises. From that, you can start giving svaras how to answer b'mazbrit. But if you don't know it, you can't start off. Pefiluachi, even so, like Kibbo Rav Yosef Alei, if Yosef didn't want to accept the position to be the Rosh Hashiva, So what happened was Molach Rabba Esra Natrain Shonin. That first Rabba was Rosh Yeshiva. He was the ruler over the Yeshiva for 22 years. For Hodder and then, after Rabba was Nifta, then Vahodah Molach Rav Yosef, then Rav Yosef became the Rosh Yeshiva. Now V'chol Shonin the Molach Rabba, all these 22 years that Rabba was Rosh Yeshiva, Rav Yosef Afilu Umno Leveisoi Leicholof. Rav Yosef not even have a blood letter visit his home. Now, like as long as Rabba was Rosh Yeshiva, Rav Yosef didn't want to have any leadership at all. He didn't want to act like a rush at all, and he didn't even let the blood letter come to his house. But rather, he went to them. Nothing more says Abaya Verova Vrebizerom Verabba Bamasno Heve Yosve. All of them were sitting together. Veve Trichereisha. And they needed a leader. Because they wanted one of the group here to lead the discussions. So Amri, they said, called the Yom Emilsa, whoever says something, Fulei Mifrach, and he is not like, there's no questions on him. He says something clear, we can't slug him up. His Levi Reish, he should be the leader. So the Kuli Yifrach, when each one of them said something, the other ones refuted him, and then they slugged him up. But Abaya Leifrach, what Abaya said, they couldn't ask any questions against him. It's Chazayah Leabaya the Govoresha. So Rava saw that Abaya's head went up. And Chazi Rava Abaya the Govoresha. Rava saw that Abaya's head picked up his head. And as he saw like Minash Shemayim, he's the one to be the rush, to be the head. Is Omale. So he said to Abaya, Nachmani Psach V'yema. Nachmani, that's what they called Abaya, Nachmani. Rashi says that was Abaya's name. Others say because Abaya was a Yosim, very young, and he was raised by Rabbi Banachmeni, therefore they call him Nachmeni. Rakol ponim omalei. So Rabbi said to Abaya, Nachmeni psach v'yema. Nachmeni start saying, you start giving the shear. So again, this meister, this gathering, there was Abaya v'rova, for Rabbi Zera, and Rabbi Bamasna. So now the Gemara talks about the other two, about Rabbi Zera and Rabbi Bamasna. The Gemara says, Iboilo, they asked, Rab Zera v'Rabba Bamasna, is high minai wadif, which one of them was more chosh, was preferable? Rab Zera chora fumaksha. On one hand, Rab Zera was very sharp, and he brought up very good questions. For Rabba Bamasna, mosin umasik. On the other hand, Rabba Chana had a lot of patience, and he came out to a lot of conclusions, he came out to the maskana. So my, which one of them is a better, which one's a better approach? Samara says Teiko, the more obliged by Teiko, unresolved the answer. In other words, the Zera approach was, he was a Chorv, he was very sharp, and he was able to answer things by himself. But Rabbi Barav Masnon, he had to go more slower, he got more patience, and Imam was Horvid very starkly, came out to the Maskona. So Shaila, which one is better, the more obliged by Teiko? Hajin Alecha, Kayim Mashiach, Spikul HaMasechta, Harius.